This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Lillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum washkuruli wa la takfurun. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللہ رب العزت کے پاک اور پیارے نام کے ساتھ اس مجلس کا آغاز کرتے ہیں. اللہ تعالیٰ اس مل بیٹھنے کو قبول فرمائے, ہمارے لیے ذریعہ نجات بنائے. ہمتن اللہ تعالیٰ کی طرف متوجہ ہو جائیے, محبت میں ڈوب کے اللہ کا ذکر کیجیے. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. استغفر اللہ ربی من کل ذنب واتوب الیہ. استغفر اللہ ربی. استغفر اللہ ربی. استغفر اللہ. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا. 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 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, الرحمن الرحيم, مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين, الرحمن الرحيم, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا. اللهم صل على سيدنا. اللهم صل على بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك. فإن مع العسر يسرا, إن مع العسر يسرا. فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا ولم نشرح لك صدرك. ولم نشرح لك صدرك. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد, الله الصمد, لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. قل هو الله أحد, الله الصمد. قل هو الله أحد, الله الصمد. قل هو الله أحد. قل هو الله أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا. اللهم صل على سيدنا. اللهم صل. اللهم صل على سيدنا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم يا قاضي الحاجات 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 اللهم يا كافي المهمات 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 اللهم يا دافع البليات يا دافع البليات يا دافع البليات اللهم يا شافي الأمراض يا شافي الأمراض يا شافي الأمراض يا شافي يا شافي الأمراض يا شافي يا شافي يا شافي اللهم يا رافع الدرجات 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 يا رافع اللهم يا مجيب الدعوات يا مجيب الدعوات يا مجيب الدعوات يا مجيب الدعوات اللهم يا مسبب الأسباب يا مسبب الأسباب يا مسبب الأسباب يا مسبب اللهم يا أرحم الراحمين 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 برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. آمین. اے پیارے اللہ، جو کچھ پڑھا گیا اس کا ثواب اپنے فضل اپنے کرم کے ساتھ تمام انبیاء کرام اور مرسلین علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی خدمت میں ہماری طرف سے ہدیۃً پہنچا دیجیے، اللہ بالخصوص ہمارے آقا حضرت محمد مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی خدمت میں، اللہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے وسیلے سے تمام صحابہ کرام رضوان اللہ اجمعین، تمام صدیقین، تمام شہداء، تمام صالحین، تمام علماء و مشائخ اہل سنہ والجماعت کو، اے اللہ تمام مؤمنین مؤمنات مسلمین مسلمات کی ارواح کو، بالخصوص رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی امت کو اللہ اس کا ثواب پہنچا دیجئے، آمین یا رب العالمین. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. حسبنا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا. اللهم صل على سيدنا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا خفي اللطف أدركني بلطفك الخفي. يا خفي اللطف أدركني. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا. اللهم صل على. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا باقي أنت الباقي. يا باقي أنت الباقي. يا باقي. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا. اللهم صل على سيدنا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. لا حول ولا قوة. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا. اللهم صل على سيدنا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك أستغيث. 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 يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك استغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك استغيث. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والله ذو فضل على المؤمنين. والله ذو فضل على المؤمنين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. إنا لله وإنا إنا لله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا. اللهم صل على سيدنا. اللهم صل على سيدنا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله ولي الذين آمنوا. الله ولي الذين. الله ولي الذين. الله ولي الذين آمنوا. الله ولي الذين. الله ولي الذين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا. اللهم صل على سيدنا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والله ولي المؤمنين. والله ولي المؤمنين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله نور السماوات والأرض. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا لا إله. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this universe, this world, this physical world that we live in, according to certain rules, certain laws, certain regulations. There is a tartib that works here. So for example, if you want fruit or some vegetable, they're not going to come out of thin air. There is a prerequisite for it, which means you have to go and work on the soil, you have to plant the seed, you give it water, the seed turns into a seedling, it comes out, it grows, small plant, it germinates, there are flowers on it, and those flowers turn into either vegetables or fruit. And we understand this. This is the mechanism that you have to put in certain effort to get its thamarat, to get its fruit. Our whole world revolves around this. We do the sabab, understanding the musabbib al-asbab is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we put in the effort to get the result. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala either gives us the result. There is no guarantee in life. There's no guarantee that that seed is going to turn into a seedling, the seedling into a plant. The plant will germinate. It will have flowers. Sometimes you have flowers, and they do not turn into fruit. Sometimes you have fruit, but then there is an attack from certain insect and the fruit is gone as well. So there is no guarantee. This is where the tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in, that he is the musabbib al-asbab, that inshallah ta'ala this whole process, this whole tartib, this whole arrangement will work for us. And this goes for every single aspect of our life. If somebody wants to have a child, there's a tartib for that. A person gets married, they have a relationship with their spouses, and then they hope inshallah ta'ala that out of one in a billion chance that it will result in a pregnancy, and that pregnancy is going to stay, there's no miscarriage, and then everything goes well during the labor, and then inshallah ta'ala with the karam and fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this ni'mah, this blessing of a child comes into the house. You can want all you can have that desire to have it, but you have to follow the tartib, the arrangement, and everybody understands this. So, when we look at the halat on an individual level, when we look at the halat of the ummah, and this is something that we have been talking about for a couple of weeks now, we understand that the trials and tribulations, for whatever reason that we are facing on an individual level, or on an ijtima'i, on a communal level, there are ways to get out of it. And everybody is making du'as that Ya Allah Kareem, Allah Ta'ala protect us from this, Allah Ta'ala take us out of, these halat. The tartib of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that a mu'min person on an individual level or on a societal level, again, infiradi or ijtima'i level, the first thing that we need to do is that we need to change our amal, and based on the change of amal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes our halat. That famous thing that one time a person was complaining to Allah, Ya Allah Kareem, look at my halat, look at my halat. And the answer came, and this is like a poetic verse that jab maine kaha Allah se ke Allah mere halat dekh, jawab aaya mere bande nama amal dekh. That when I complained to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about my amal, the answer came that look at your nama amal. That when I look at my halat, it says look at my amal. So we need to fix ourselves. I mean, fixing our halat obviously entails stepping back, fixing our amal. Fixing our amal, again, stepping back means that we have to fix our heart, we have to fix our nafs, you know, those things that actually result in amal. Good or bad, they are a result of our inner self, our batin. What we think translates into amal. What we feel translates into amal. What we desire translates into amal. Right? So it means we need to fix ourselves from within if we want the amal to change, if we want good habits, good behavior. And those good behavior then attract the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what will result in the halat on an individual level. You know, it's ajeeb that sometimes a person will have everything. They will have a business, industry, job, but still they feel like they are surrounded by worries, anxiety, depression, despite having everything. And so this is also, you know, they think that their hal is good because they have everything, but their hal is actually bad because Allah Ta'ala strips them away from the sukun qalb. Here too, the arrangement is Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. That know that when in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies what? The sukoon of heart. So if person say, give me sukoon, give me peace, give me tranquility, give me all of this, going back, how can the sukoon come when we are not engaging in the amal of sukoon? When we don't have any zikr in our lives, when we don't have any ta'alluq ma'allah, ruju ilallah in our lives. No sukoon, the tartib. You cannot have sukoon without the zikr. Right? You cannot have the sukoon without the zikr. So there's a tartib there too. Now a person, well, I have all of these things. Yes, yes, we might. But that is not the tartib there. They might give you some material pleasures. They might give us some material comforts, some luxuries. But when we are looking for, if that's what we're looking for, comforts and luxuries, sure. Then the tartib is, then yes, you engage in acquisitions of the world, material, you know, possessions, whether it's halal or haram, you know, it will result in comfort and luxury. But if the goal is sukoon, sukoon-e qalb, if the goal is contentment of heart, then that is just not the tartib is. That is just not in the material things. Allah Ta'ala has put them in some other things. Allah Ta'ala is very clear about that in the Quran. That it is the zikr, the remembrance of Allah, the presence of Allah, that attachment, the huduri qalb. All of these things are zikr. Dua is a zikr, right? Everything that we do that reminds us of Allah, that connects us with Allah, with, you know, that divine presence in our lives, that is what is going to bring the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sukoon. So we need to, whatever our goals in our lives are, we need to sort of ask ourselves, what is the tartib of Allah? For example, if somebody is looking for marital bliss, everybody wants marital bliss. Any person who is married wants, again, like a good marital life. Then the question again becomes, is it going to come from XYZ? That could be like a big house and, you know, like a big income and things like that. Again, comforts and luxuries come from that. But if you're really looking for that attachment, that muhabba, that hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. That sort of closeness and muhabbat and warmth That is going to come from what? It is going to come from good ikhlaq. It is going to come, you know, that Allah Ta'ala sayaj'al lahumur rahmanu wudda. Again, people who engage in aminu wa amilu salihat, you know, and here the amal salihah is what? You know, the bringing in the good ikhlaq, bringing in that aspect of tolerance, forbearance, ilm. These are things that are required from the deen. So you bring in the hilm, you bring in forgiveness, the ability to forgive, you bring in, you know, getting rid of the shahan, getting rid of ghussa and ghayth and ghadab, right? I mean, there's all these ingredients. If you want to make the pizza, you have to have all the ingredients. So if the pizza of life, of marital life, you need to bring in the ingredients as mentioned in the Quran, in the Sunnah, in the blessed Sharia. And what are those? Exactly that. You have to bring into your marital life an aspect of tolerance, forbearance, most of all good ikhlaq, ikhlaqi hamida, beautiful ikhlaq. Like when you speak it gives it, you know, flowers blossom in the heart because it is such a good speech, right? But if somebody's yelling, somebody's screaming, somebody's cursing all the time, sometimes do it. Sometimes men do it and sometimes women do it. Right? They feel like that they have to raise their voice in order to be heard. Right? It doesn't work that way. You have to, you know, you have to be able to communicate in a way. And again, this is not from a secular perspective, completely from a dini perspective. Completely, if you take those gems from Quran and Sunnah, from Hadith Mubarakah and the seerah of Rasulullah, and just, you know, bring those things together. How can I have a good marital life? These are the ingredients. You understand? Hilm, forbearance, ability to bear burden. Right? Ability to bear burden. And there's so many ahadith. You know, I mean, alhamdulillah, ulama have collected, you know, collections, but just from this perspective of the ahadith collection of how can I have a good marital life, you know. A person cannot be a mu'min till the other person is protected from what? From their speech and from their hands, right? I mean, this is like a perfect hadith mubarakah for marital life as well. So again, what is the goal? The goal is that I want to have a happy marital life. What is the zariya? What is the tartib? What is the arrangement Allah Ta'ala has made? Allah Ta'ala has made this arrangement that you have to do X, Y, and Z. Now, what do we try to do? We try to do everything else. What difference does it make if you buy like a gift, you know, for your husband or your wife, but you don't have the hilm and the muhabba and the shirin, the sweetness in your tongue? Those gifts are not worth anything. They're not worth anything, right? At the end of the day, people want that connection of the heart. You know, I was talking to, you know, a brother who was here from Texas over the weekend, and, you know, we were talking about, you know, our mother, Lady Khadija Raziyallahu Ta'ala Anha, right? It's such an amazing example of what a beautiful wife and a beautiful husband, right? There's beauty, ihsan, from both sides. Of how she was providing care and comfort when Rasulullah needed it the most. Right? When he comes down from Ghari Hira, from the cave of Hira, and, you know, Ghabra heard, there's that natural sort of, you know, feeling of, you know, if you want to call it, not fear, but something new, right? He experiences something new, and you know, he comes, he goes where? He goes to his wife. There are hundreds of other places to go. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to his wife. And Zambiluni, he knows, you know, subhanallah, that this is where care and comfort is. And, you know, sometimes, you know, when a person is down, they're looking for that. They're looking for that care and comfort, somebody to lift them up. And look at how Hazrat Khadija r.a. is like, don't worry, Allah Ta'ala is not going to waste you. And then she starts like counting all the good khasail that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has. you have beautiful character, you take care of the yatim, and you care of the bewa and the widows, and anybody who's faced any trials and tribulations, you're the first one. She just keeps on counting, subhanAllah. I mean, can you just imagine, just from a human perspective, not even from a religious perspective, two persons, a person is looking for care and comfort. A person may be in despair or, fear, nervousness, anxiety, we're talking about ourselves here. What would they want? They want that companionship, they want that care, the comfort, they're looking for some good words. And so if they turn to the deen, they find that this is the way to provide it. That Lady Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, our mother, did that from Rasulullah Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he needed it. Right? So there's that arrangement. That's what we're trying to get. It's the tartib of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's to fix your amal if you want your halat, any kinds of halat to be fixed. Okay? So this is the tartib of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So bringing in deen in our lives, establishing our ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will most of the time fix our ta'alluqat with the dunya as well. Again, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, right? We know this from wahi, we know this from divine guidance, that if we want our ta'alluqat, sometimes we go, nobody likes me. Okay, well, if you want people to like you, well, there's a way that you become mahbub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know what is the tartib of doing that. We know that hadith al-Qudsi of doing nafal. Right? Extra things for Allah that till a person becomes mahbub. So when a person becomes mahbub, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls whom? Jibreel alayhi salam. It's like the leader of all the angels. And what does he say? That I like this person. I love this person. So you should love him as well. And so Jibreel alayhi salam starts loving him. And then he announces in the angels start loving him. And so again, the tartib, right? You become mahbub of Allah Ta'ala, you become mahbub of the angels, and then you become mahbub of all the makhlukat. Makhlukat start loving you. Sometimes you feel that connection. You don't know why. You feel that the connection is there, connection of the heart. You feel, again, the comfort sitting with certain people. You feel that muhabba. This is, again, there's a tartib there. Same, the other thing, other side is also true. If somebody becomes a murdood of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now becomes mardood of Jibreel alayhi salam, and then all of the angels. And then the result is the person becomes a mardood in this dunya as well. This dunya. And there are certain people you just don't like. And there's no reason. Like, I can't find anything wrong with this person, but I just don't like them. So some of that is, there's that metaphysical aspect of it as well. I'm reminded of, Mamun and Amin, the sons of Khalifa Harun al-Rashid, who was, was a good person. And, he sent his kids to be trained by Mashaykh, which I think is really the way, that rather than keeping them in areas and places where, that luxury and comfort is there, you just sort of disconnect them from that and send them off for training. Right? In a mahal that has mujahida, that you don't your self image not defined by your being a prince. Right? You're just a banda, just an abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you're training it. Same tartib as in khanaqas as well. There's a reason that they ask you to disconnect yourself. There's a reason they ask you to come to the khanaqa and sit there, spend time, because however we train our minds and who we are, it negates it completely. You come as a talib, you come as a murid. And that irada and that talab is what takes you where you, again, the same tarteeb. You have to have the irada, you have to have the talab. Once you have the irada, the talab, and the talab, you know, turns into talab. Right? That's when the nisbat comes in. Right? So you need to have to follow the tarteeb. Always look for what is the tarteeb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, you know, he looks down Harun al-Rashid and he sees Abu Yusuf rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, and you know, he sees that, you know, his students were rushing to pick up his shoes. And you know, he does a sigh, tandi'a. He said that we are the kings, huh? We are the khalif of the time, that nobody rushes to pick up the shoes of the king, but you know, they are the kings of the hearts of people. And you see that. And this is why al-Mashayikh write that if a person wants makhluk to love them, then you know, they should really love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you want that awe, that people should have that awe, the haybat in their hearts, then you should really have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you want the makhluk to do your khidmat, the tartib is that you do khidmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his deen. People will just start doing your khidmat for no reason whatsoever. So that is what the tartib is. That is what the tartib is. So same thing, you know, when it comes to our suluk, our tariq, you know, there is a mechanism there. There is a mechanism that has to be followed. There's a tartib, there's an arrangement. We have spoken about this many, many times. Many times. There is a level of dhikr, you know, there is a level of attachment, you know, there is a level of having suhbah, you know, that is required. There's a level of following the sunnah, especially on an ikhlaqi and batini level. And you know, there's a level of, you know, mujahid. All of those things are ingredients. So unless and until we have those ingredients, it becomes very difficult to move ahead in the suluk on a very realistic plane, right? Sometimes people will think, well, I'm going to keep on doing my asbaq and this and that, and maybe that's improvement, progress. No, that's just, you know, that's just checking off the marks. The actual ruhani improvement, the ruhani improvement will only come when those ingredients are there. When those ingredients are there. And you know, alhamdulillah, we all know it. It's a matter of how much we are able to bring it into our lives. If we want our days to be improved, we have to improve our nights. Right? How do we improve our nights? You know, by tahajjud, by qiyamul layl, by zikr, by du'as. If we want our nights to improve, we have to improve our days. And how do we improve our days? You know, by staying away from sins. You know, staying away from sin is probably much, much more needed than doing extra amal. Some people will do extra amal, mashallah, check mark, but when it comes to sins, they're unable to stay away. It means that now a lot of tawfiq or barakah and the fazl and rahmah within that amal is going to be gone as well. So even the shell of the amal is going to be there, but the haqiqah, the jawhar, the essence of the amal is not going to be there. So this is the tartib. You want your day to be better, fix your night. You want your night or tawfiq at night, you have to fix your day. So ye cheez hoti hai ki jisme we don't understand the haqiqah of the ma'amalat. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala allow us to understand it. Allah Ta'ala allow us to implement it in our lives. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Ameen ya Rabbul Alameen. Wa akhru da'wana anil hamdu lillahi Rabbil Alameen. Inshallah ta'ala, for a few minutes, close your eyes, bow your heads in humility and humbleness. Let go of all the thoughts of the dunya and everyone in this dunya. Bring your focus, attention, concentration down to your qalb, to your lataif, to your heart. Make intention, inshallah, that Allah ta'ala's anwarat, tajalliyat, fuizad are descending upon us. They're entering our qalb, filling our qalb with that muhabba, with that light, with that nur. And all the darkness, all the hardness, all the filth is going out. And feel that your qalb is calling out to Allah. Feel that your qalb is saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. And that you're listening to it, inshallah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Baraka li ji subhana rabbi ala al-wahhab. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khairur rahimin. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من غضبك من النار اللهم إنا نسألك ما سألك منه عبدك وحبيبك نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك وحبيبك نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وانت المستعان وليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة الا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم انا نعوذ بك من الشك والشرك والشقاق والنفاق وسوء الاخلاق ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الاخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب يوم يقوم الحساب وادخلنا جنة مع الابرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى اله واصحابه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين امين يا رب العالمين.